Spinky sulks. Spinky came charging out of the house and flung himself on the grass. He couldn't even see the dandelions he was staring at. He was so upset. His stupid family. They were supposed to love him, but the heck they did. Not even his mother. In a while, his sister, Wilhelmina, came out and said, "I'm sorry I called you Stinky. Spinky?" Spinky didn't answer. "Spinkalink," she said. "I apologize." Spinky still didn't answer, so she went back inside. "Now she apologizes," he muttered. A little later, Spinky's brother, Hitch, appeared and touched him with a finger. Spinky shook it off. "You were positively right," Hitch said. "I looked it up. Philadelphia is the capital of Belgium." Spinky turned his back. His brother's slimy voice was more than he could bear. "Spinks, it's lunchtime," said Hitch. "Mama wants you in the house." Instead of answering, Spinky went and climbed the big tree. His parents were watching from the window. "Poor kid, he's so sensitive," said his mother. "I better go talk to him, Harry."
"Ruby, don't," his father said. "He needs to..."